And you have admitted, Mr. Dozier, that you are prone to suffering from road rage, correct?
Many people, fellas, suffer from road rage. I would honk my horn at everyone. I made obscene gestures. I would roll the window down and literally scream with rage at people in other cars. So, yes, sir, I was. And
why? What instances would provoke you?
It could be anything. I think anyone who gets upset in traffic can understand someone who has road rage, at least what prompts people to have it. People going slow, people going too fast, all the usual people cutting you off, all the usual things. And through it all, I was developing health problems. I was diagnosed with angina. I had, during that period, I was grossly overweight. I was diabetic. I was so involved with road rage that I would literally look forward to going out on the freeways.
Really? What? Because it was a release?
I was full of a need to just be angry. I wanted to go out there. I wanted to find someone who was going to cut me off. I wanted to find that person who thought they were better than me, you know. And I wanted to go out there, and I wanted to engage.
Were you ever physically violent in a physically violent confrontation?
Yes, I was. I was in fights.
Tell me about those.
Well, I mean, things can get to the point where you and another motorist who's equally afflicted, you pull over to the side of the road. It happened to me, and I inflicted it on others a couple times. In one instance, it was a young person, a young kid that I probably had no business getting into a physical confrontation with. But I used to look forward to it because I knew that I was going to hate somebody on the road on any given day. And it's a terrible, terrible thing.
All right, now tell me what happened to change all of that.
Phil, what happened was, through a mixture of spiritual serenity, I recognized Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and counseling, I was able to begin to forgive people around me and recognize situations where road rage was completely unacceptable and situations where it made sense to get angry and so on and so forth. And
you're not saying that road rage has a place, though, are you?
Absolutely not. Road rage is a psychological condition.
And I've heard it described as such, isn't it, to the AMA, the American Psychiatric Association?
Yeah, the American Psychiatric Association considers road rage to be a psychiatric condition, one that needs to be treated. When I embraced Jesus Christ and I've been going to therapy, I noticed that that my serenity has carried me through. I say that knowing that there still is an instance where I'm still very put out. And because I've had a spiritual rebirth and because I'm going to therapy and working on my life, and I'm still very angry in this situation, I have to recognize, therefore, that this situation is bona fide irritant, that it probably bothers everyone, and I think it has to be stopped.
All right, what is that? So you're saying that there's a... But you're not saying road rage is acceptable.
I'm not saying it's acceptable, but I'm saying after I've embraced Jesus Christ... And I've gone to therapy, and I've gone to anger management, and I have been in 12-step groups, and I'm doing good, but this still drives me crazy. There's got to be something to it.
And what is the situation, then?
All right, well, we're all familiar with it, Phil, and that's that when a car comes to a stop next to you in traffic, and there it is. It's a woman who's putting on her makeup. She's primping in the mirror. She's got the hands-free cell phone. She's looking at herself. And even though she has her windows rolled up and you can't hear what she's talking about, and I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, you're just offended by her behavior. And
well, tell me what is irritating about this. It's not particularly irritating to me.
Well, it is to most people. I mean, it's irritating to people. She's so in need of the world's attention and approval that she makes a show of primping herself. She's like,
you're talking about women that primp in the mirror, and you mentioned hands-free cell phones.
Right, and let me tell you why, Phil. She's basically saying, I'm better than you, because she's using a hands-free cell phone. Now, the only people who use hands-free cell phones are people who are very busy. Now, this is a female, and I recognize that women are very much involved in business. But not only is she on the hands-free cell phone, and she's basically saying, I'm in business, and I'm doing business, and then she's combing her hair, and she's looking in the mirror, she's putting on lipstick, she's looking in the rearview mirror, she purses her lips out, and all of this, okay? Now, boy, let me tell you something. And ever since I had the high blood pressure, I've had to take medicine, which is does something else. You know, it makes me dysfunctional. And what does that do, therefore, when I see her pull up and she's primping and she's putting on her lipstick? And let me tell you something. I've embraced Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I have gone to counseling. And yet that still is going to drive anybody crazy.
All right, but you're not getting angry.
No, I'm not. What I'm doing, but that is out of bounds, and that has to be dealt with.
You know? All right, so how do you deal with that?
With the lady in the...
Yeah.
I do it in a very benign way. I will just... I'll follow her until, you know, just enough to get her nervous. And when she turns off, I'll keep on going. I just... So I can express it, because I think it drives everyone crazy. You know?
All right, let me first give our phone number out, Vernon, and continue my conversation with Vernon Dozier. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Vernon Dozier, who's written a book, The Wages of Sin, Surviving Road Rage. And you were afflicted with road rage. You got angry. You got into physical confrontations. You you took everything personally. You went to therapy. You've had a spiritual reawakening. But you still get angry in traffic.
Well, I get angry now, Phil, but it's not irrational. That's the difference. Before, I used to get irrational. Now, when I'm getting upset, it's rational.
All right. There's only one thing that gets you angry, and that's the woman in traffic who's putting makeup on.
That's exactly right. And the reason why I call that rational is because it's, if I could use plain English.
Go ahead.
It's pissing me off, pardon my language. At a time when I've had spiritual reawakening and that I've gone to therapy and so on and so forth. So
so therefore, in your opinion, it's bona fide.
It's the one thing. I think road rage is wrong in every situation, except in this situation, these women are putting on their makeup, and that can be a safety hazard, looking in the rearview mirror, putting on their lipstick, combing their hair. But the hands-free cell phone was the one that pushed it over the edge for me. I could have dealt with all of it. I could have dealt with all of it and just continued to ask Jesus for his help every day. But when I see her use the hands-free cell phone, even if I ask Jesus for his help, he basically comes back to me and says, hey, you know what? Better take care of business. So when I see her use the hands-free cell phone... That's when I have to release some tension, and that's when I'll follow them.
But you may not be enraged, but following a woman can be very unnerving for her.
Yeah, but she's okay. I'm not going to do anything to her. Okay,
but you're scaring her.
I'm letting her know that going down the street, thinking she's better than me, is not going to go unaddressed. And I can tell you sometimes they don't even care. You know, you can follow them with your high beams on, which I've done on a couple of occasions. And what I would say to the women listening to your program right now is, road rage is wrong. But there's no point in you, when you might be sitting next to somebody like me in traffic, of sitting there and pumping your lips out and sticking lipstick on it, checking yourself out in the mirror and all this, and then using a hands-free cell phone as if you're all Howard Hughes or something, you know. And that's saying to me that I'm dysfunctional and I'm just a loser. So you can honk and wave your arms at them when you're tailgating them. Follow them. There's a lot of things you can do, but it has to be addressed. That's all I'm saying.
And you don't think that this is a rageful condition?
No, it's not, Phil, because I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not getting in any fights. And like I said, I've got it under control, except for that one thing. That's the one area where I think, I can control my road rage. Why are people out there provoking me?
All right, Vernon Dozier joins us, 1-800-449-8686. Road rage is wrong. Being angry in traffic is wrong. He does say, however, he has a right to be upset when he sees women putting lipstick on and makeup on in the car using hands-free cell phones because it's an arrogant statement that is a put-down, driving along thinking they're better than him. And so he says he follows them. He follows them with his high beams on, puts a little fear into them. But that's not rage. To me, it sounds like it. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh, what do I got here? Something happened there. I don't know what. I think I have another studio or some other music going there. We're back with Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about your book, Wages of Sin, How You Controlled Road Rage. And you're talking about controlling road rage. You've mentioned the situation with women putting on makeup and what are the other things that they do?
They put on their makeup. They have their hands-free cell phone. This is all a comment. It's an arrogant comment. And I try to stay off the freeways because that is where most of my rage took place. And I do the surface streets. And even then, when I'm on a surface street, here comes Miss Nancy Drew. You know, I don't mean to be offensive, but, you know.
Do you have a problem with women that work?
No, I don't have a problem with women that work. I just, she's using the hands-free cell phone.
Yeah, and men do, too.
Yeah, but also makeup. You know, it's a whole package thing that says, you know, aren't I special? Now, ever since I've been taking high blood pressure medicine, I have had the dysfunction, as I mentioned to you, Phil. And boy, I tell you, that's the last thing you need when you're having a hard time, you know, getting it going. You know, getting a bone, and then here she comes. So
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Yogi, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't understand. I think so. If he's not willing to do anything, if he cannot drive, why he have to drive?
I have to drive because I have to go to work. I've got to, you know, perform the various duties that every man has to perform.
Okay, so.
But I mean, you know, you're a man, and you understand what I'm talking about. These women.
I understand. Yeah. It's better than what we have to do. You know, we tell the woman don't go to work. Because of you put your makeup in the first thing in the morning. I see guys around here, and I'm in Florida, and these guys are holding a phone,
you got a lot of these gays.
And driving.
You have a lot of the gays in Florida, which I understand. And are they putting makeup on in the car?
What I think what Yogi's saying is men are engaged in things. Is that what you're saying, Yogi?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, sir, at this time? Your name is Yogi?
Yes, sir.
Like in Yogi the Bear, I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yeah, you can call
me.
Okay.
And are you familiar with America and the things that women do here?
Yes. It's
okay.
All over the world.
What do women do?
I'm a business fan.
Yes, sir.
I travel all over the world. I just come back to my country. I'm from India, and I see the things. Same thing doing everywhere.
Okay, there's a great question.
How are you going to stop somebody?
There's a good
because
question.
Of just your personal problem.
When you go on the freeway in India, you see a woman there with a hands-free cell phone and that kind of a deal?
You cannot even drive to in India because of you. We are living in a different world. India, you're going to see a lot of cows also coming on the street.
Boy, that is...
You cannot drive.
That's a great... Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Yogi, because if I were driving in India, I would probably get out of my car and slaughter an entire family. Because
good Lord.
Well, I mean, a cow on the freeway, that would drive me... Truman Capote, God bless him and God rest his soul, would have to write In Cold Blood Part 3... Because I'd go in then.
But, you know, you are stopping somebody because of you had a problem.
Yeah. Yogi, you're saying that Mr. Dozier still has a problem.
No, I've been to therapy and I've embraced Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
You know, it means, Phil, right. It means he have a problem.
All right, Yogi,
thank you.
Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Nancy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Look, this is a male chauvinist pig you're dealing with here. This man is going to be dangerous to someone. Can't you hear by the way this man's talking? He's embraced Jesus Christ. Have mercy.
Oh,
he needs to be committed.
That's a bad thing, huh? Embracing Jesus Christ
is irrelevant. it's absolutely irrelevant. You absolutely have a problem with being less than. And let me tell you,
I'm a married man. I love my wife.
I'm completely sick, and I'm talking on the phone. You want me to put my lipstick on?
Look, ma'am. You want to piss me off,
crazy maniac. You have a problem with women. That's what your problem is. Yes,
if I got a problem with women, how come I'm married? How come I'm married if I have a problem with women?
Let me just tell you something.
Are you
not
a doctor? Are you a psychologist?
In the world, well, I should be.
Are you a psychologist?
Are, and I certainly should be.
Well,
you
I'm not going to take any advice from you if you're not a bona fide psychologist.
You a bona fide psychologist? Well, then so am I.
I've been to a psychologist.
You need to be committed to somewhere.
I have embraced Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
Jesus Christ has nothing to do with your sanity.
Bringing up Jesus Christ.
Look, I had a problem with road rage. I beat a man almost to death one night on the 101 freeway, okay?
Well, and you're talking about slaughtering people.
No, ma'am. I'm over that. I'm through with that.
You're talking about if I were in India and I would slaughter a whole family. You are psychologically imbalanced.
No, ma'am.
You need to get help.
No, ma'am. You know what? Now, see, you know what she's doing? She's trying to piss me off. She's trying to piss me off.
No, I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm trying to enlighten you. Jesus Christ doesn't want your butt on the road.
Ma'am, I said if I lived in India and a cow comes on the freeway, wouldn't that piss you off? Yes.
No.
Okay. No?
No.
Look,
I think
I was in India and I saw a cow on a freeway, I'd kind of trip out on it like that's kind of cool.
I would stop the car and obey the traffic signals. I don't know. I wouldn't freak out because a cow came on the road.
Well, I find that to be unacceptable for a high-speed highway for a cow to be wandering on it. And, yes, my anger at that time when I had road rage, yes, I'd want to go into the trunk of my car, and I used to carry a machete.
Is this show for real? Because does this man
exist? I'm honestly wondering now, Mr. Doge, you putting me on?
Well, my book is out at Barnes & Noble. You can talk to my agent. If you think that what I'm saying is so crazy, you can
go. This has got to be a crank call because nobody can exist that is this psychologically imbalanced.
You know, you keep saying that, and yet you have no credentials.
To me that
you
if have this is
no...
actually true. He's actually out there roaming the streets and driving our highways.
Well, Nancy, you're out there roaming the streets. You're out there roaming the streets and driving our highways too. So I feel equally. Yeah, I feel equally at risk.
And I'm not wanting to slaughter people that are in their cars.
So you say.
I'm not wanting to track behind women because they're putting on their lipstick.
Now I know you're a liar.
All right, okay, Nancy. Thank you.
No, you're a liar.
All right, Nancy. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, first and foremost...
Can I just jump in here, Mr. Hendry?
All right, go ahead. Hold on for a minute, Lisa. What?
I just want to say that woman that I just spoke with was trying to provoke me, and I tried to keep my cool.
No, you didn't get angry. I will give you credit for that.
Well, Mr. Dozier, I will tell you, I'm not trying to provoke you, but maybe try to bring a little bit more information to the table.
Yeah.
That perhaps women who are on the hands-free cell phones are probably using them for safety reasons.
I recognize that.
Did you stop and think that? I mean,
are they putting their lipstick
on? I agree as far as not putting on your makeup because that can be very dangerous.
So then it can't be for safety reasons because they're putting their lipstick on and that's not safe.
But enough for you to get so upset. There's more things to be more upset about.
Don't you see there's a connection? Don't you see the lie? If they're using a hands-free cell phone for safety, then why are they putting makeup on? The lie is it's not for safety.
If a woman is on a cell-free cell phone and not putting on any makeup, is that going to bother you?
Okay.
Or is it just a makeup
situation? No. They're always doing something. Last week I saw one flossing. Boy, I could have.
She was flossing?
Yeah, flossing.
My hat's off to you for conquering road rage. I know you have a spiritual, you're a Christian, correct?
Yes, sir, I am. As I said, I embrace Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior. And
you've been to psychological counseling, and you've been to therapy and everything, and you have conquered this road rage, except when it comes to women putting makeup on, using hands-free cell phones. You've got a list in your book.
Well, I do cite what I call the provocations, and these are the five provocations. They are using a cell phone hands-free, putting on makeup, flossing, and the car seat. Now, I love children, and I hope someday to have children. As I said, I've got a high blood pressure condition, but when she's going down the road with the hands-free cell phone in the car, you know, the baby seat, and a lot of times there's no kid in the baby seat. Okay? Now, what does that tell you? Well, it tells you something very important. She's going down the street thinking she's better than everybody. One to think, you know, them to think she's got a kid, but she's probably not even married. But she goes out, buys a car seat at one of the baby shops that you can go to.
Now, hold on for a minute. You're saying a woman goes out, buys a baby seat, and just puts it in the car?
Yes, it happens, believe me.
And, all right, that's something I would feel sorry for a woman who did. That wouldn't piss me off.
Well, brother, see, that's the difference between you and me, Phil. You're a forgiving soul. I am, too. But, man, I know the people that are out there, and they're trying to mess the whole thing up. We've just got the world going in the way we want it to go now, and here they come. They're going to screw it all up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if we got done with you, Lisa. Are you all finished with what you had to say?
No, I'm not. All right, especially
go ahead.
After that comment about the child care. I mean, the child seat.
No, it's child seat, not child care.
Well, I got that right the second time. You're just assuming that all women with child seats in the back have went to the store and bought this.
Well, how do you know there's a kid in it? How do you know there's a kid in it?
No, I'm just saying you're assuming that all women do this.
No. I said
you're
some.
You're generalizing.
Some women do it. Some women do it.
How do you know? What statistics are you using? Are you a researcher or a scientist?
Let me tell you something. It doesn't piss you off.
A researcher.
It doesn't piss you off that a woman's driving down the street with a baby seat and there's no kid in it.
Perhaps she dropped off the kid at daycare. There's sometimes logical explanations for a lot of things.
And maybe there's no kid in it.
All right, let's say there's no kid.
They dropped the kid off.
No. I'm saying maybe she's never had a kid.
How do you know? Did you ask her?
Ma'am.
I feel that you have something seriously wrong.
Oh, brother.
Within you, seriously, and that you have a thing against women.
I
think that seriously, someone that supposedly sounds Christian, being a Christian, you really need to reevaluate who you are.
That's a generalization that most women make. I think there's something wrong with you, and blah, 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 blah.
It's true.
Listen,
but she fits
women
well.
Women don't have the ability to intellectualize a topic.
Oh, my goodness, honey.
So can you please just listen to
how
me
many
and not
books
be emotional?
Have you sold? Five?
Oh, God, would you
how
not
many
be
books
so
have you
emotional?
Sold? Five? Please.
I have the
second,
book for sale.
When you're speaking about women, why is it that
right,
you
look,
breathe like
look,
you're so upset?
Let's jump in here, okay? You've got a book out, and it may be true that some women have some sort of a psychological disorder where they buy car seats and they stick them in their car.
Absolutely.
But you're suspecting that of...
I'm telling you, some women do.
All right, let's say there is... wouldn't that engender a feeling of sympathy rather than anger?
No, because we got no time for that. We're trying to get the world going in the right place, and here comes some screwball with an empty car seat. Oh,
you're the
man.
Screwball.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, you're a woman. You can't intellectually. You're a woman.
You're generalizing. So would it be fair for me to generalize that all men are like you?
I'm going to take a break. I mean, I got to take another call, Lisa. I appreciate your phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Lavette, go ahead.
You are obviously abused as a child.
Oh, these are females who cannot intellectualize a topic.
Let me tell you.
Women are too emotional.
I don't even drive. I park my car and get on the bus every morning on 95 at least 45 minutes a day. And it's not just women who are idiots, so to speak, that are in the cars with the hand-free phones. It are men, too, in the cars with the hand-free phones.
Are they putting
with
on
the
makeup?
Empty car seats, and they're shaving. The hair.
Oh, they're not. I don't know one man that shaves them. No, that's baloney.
The paper. Of course they are. Every day. What world are you from? What world are you from, guy? And you're married?
Ma'am, I come from the planet.
You say you're a Christian man and you're married.
Ma'am.
Your wife has low self-esteem. That's what her problem is. She has to. And kids.
You don't even drive. You don't even drive.
But I can
drive.
I have a valid driver's license.
But you don't, so you don't know what's going on out there.
But I have a valid driver's license.
What do you think about
it? And I'm female.
What do you think? What do you think about a woman that flosses just to get attention? Isn't that sick?
But that's your business. But it's not just the women who are doing it. It's the guys that are doing it, too. It's not just women who are doing stupid stuff on the highway.
Ma'am.
It's the men are doing it, too. Reading the paper, shaving the hairs in their nose with the portable razors. Give me a break.
Ma'am, you must
give
pay
me a break.
A lot of...
You have some kind of hang up over women. Maybe you wish you were born a woman. Isn't that you're jealous of women?
No.
Are you jealous that we can use the hands-free phone and take care of the kids and put on the makeup while driving to work and not cause an accident like most idiot guys?
Let me ask you a question.
No,
hold on. Whoa.
You've been asking all of the questions.
Wait a second.
Let's talk about you.
Wait a second.
What's your hang up?
Wait a second. What were you gonna say?
Thank you, Mr. Andrew. standard for letting me have a word in. I was driving on the Ventura Freeway a week ago Tuesday, and I saw a woman at 65 miles an hour, and she was looking up in the mirror, and I saw her pinching her cheek, and I suddenly realized, oh my sweet Christ, she was trying to pop a pimple at 65 miles an hour, and I thought to myself, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for giving me the serenity not to want to beat her brains in with a baseball bat. Thank you, Jesus. But I still notice it.
So she was popping a zit.
Mister, I don't understand people like you at all.
She's popping a freaking pimple, dude. I mean, it might be unsafe, but for you, it takes on the ramifications of a comment on your manhood.
That's exactly what it is, a comment on my manhood.
A woman popping a zit at 65 miles an hour.
Mister, I feel sorry for you, because what you don't understand... I've been to therapy, and I embrace Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
Are you still there, Levette?
I'm here.
Are you okay? It sounded like you were screaming there for a minute.
No, I'm okay. I'm on the highway here. Park pulled over off the highway so I can have this conversation.
You know what, ma'am? You don't even drive, so how do you know how I feel?
You said
you take a bus.
Of course I drive. I take a bus to work.
What do you think about the woman popping a pimple?
Away from the male and female drivers who are driving with the hand-free phone and doing all other extracurricular while they're in the car.
Popping a zit.
Listen, I totally agree with a lot of things you're saying.
Thank
you. A lot of people are doing it.
And yet you're calling me crazy.
But it's not just women that are doing it. There are men that are doing it, too.
I haven't seen any men popping zits at 65, 70 miles an hour.
I don't hear any of your buddies calling here either defending themselves either. Where are they at?
True. All right, Levette, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Vernon Dozier speaking with us about how he conquered road rage, and how, even though he has had a spiritual and psychological reawakening and reevaluation, he still finds things on the road justifiably irritating. And one of them is the behavior of women who drive around with hands-free phones, putting on makeup, and sometimes have baby seats with no babies in them. Women using hands-free phones, putting on makeup, and so on and so forth, that tries your patience. I think you'd have a lot more people in sympathy with your opinion if you said that this is something both men and women do. And
well, that's just a fallacy, Mr. Henry. It is not something men and women do, and that's been a long-standing myth. Women love to say, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise with that one lady, and if I could have gotten a word in edgewise, I would have said to her, that's a fallacy that men do this. Men do not put pantyhose on while they're driving, put on makeup while they're driving. Let me tell you what. Last week I'm coming out of a Starbucks, and I have the common decency to put my cup of coffee in a holder, and that's where it stays. Now I'm driving down the 10 freeway, and I see a woman stirring her coffee, yakking on the hands-free phone, and driving. Now, not only is that not safe, that's a comment. It's a comment to every man. Look at me. I'm a little executive. I get to have a hands-free phone and the Starbucks and everything, see? See what I'm saying? So,
no, I don't see what you're saying. I mean, I'm
Well, it's a... You know, if you read my book, I've got instance after instance in there of women stirring coffee and...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vanessa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Vernon Dozier.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
I just think that it's obviously you still have things that you need to give up to God, because you say you're a Christian.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Okay, there. See, finally somebody who can sympathize, see?
Yes, and obviously you have things that you still need to give up to God. If you think that it's an insult to you, if you see a woman putting on her makeup and talking on the phone.
Well,
I mean, it's maybe the woman just didn't have enough time to finish putting on her makeup at home and was like, oh, I need to run and so that I won't be late for work.
But that's what you say. But if you're a man sitting out there, that says one thing. I'm better than you. I saw a woman 2 weeks ago who had the gall. She's brushing her hair right in front of me. In other words, she didn't even care that it was emasculating the hell out of me as I sat in traffic.
And apparently you have a big problem with this. And that's something need to give up to God, sir. You need to say, God, I get really upset about this. Please help me with this. God has not finished the work he's done in you.
Vanessa, I told Jesus about this. He said, take care of business.
No.
Yeah, he did.
What do you mean he said, take care of business?
Jesus actually said the words, take care of business.
Well, that's how he spoke to me. He spoke to me is to say, well, go out and speak about this.
He said that in your head.
That was in my prayers. That's what I felt he was saying.
In your prayers, you felt that he was saying that?
I think you need to
open up your Bible and take a look at what Jesus says in the Bible.
Oh, I did.
Because Jesus wouldn't tell you to go out and take care of business.
Now, wait a minute. In the Bible, it says Jesus, excuse my language, kicked a little bit of tail when he kicked them.
Where does it say that?
When he went into the temple? Come on.
He didn't kick anybody's tail. He overturned tables and...
Well, there you go. I'm not overturning anything. I'm not kicking tail.
He was upset at the vendors.
You're following women and following people scares them.
Big deal.
Man.
Well,
Vanessa... Apparently, you still have things that you need to give up to God, and that
Jesus
is something
said to me,
you need to give up to God.
You take care of
that is still
business.
That is still an anger problem that
van.
You have.
I have
you
a
need
van.
To give that up to God.
Well, so in other words, I'm sick if I bought a van and I darkened the windows on it.
Why would you do that?
Take a guess. I got a van and I tinted the windows, and I drive slow through neighborhoods.
What?
Ma'am, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, take care of business. I'm going to take care of business.
No.
What do you mean you got a van and you tinted the windows and you drive slow through neighborhoods?
I think Vanessa knows what I'm talking about. We're both Jesus people.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, pick up your Bible.
All right, look, Vanessa, I got to take a break. 1-800-4 sounded like she was hyperventilating.
Imagine anybody doing that. My wife thinks they're, you know... that I'm not, you know, people think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Okay.
All right, the idea that it bothers you that a woman's flossing in traffic, popping a zit, and that, you know, you follow her.
Look it up. I married my wife a year ago. And at the time, she did not yet have her license. And
How old is your wife?
She's 19 now.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 45.
So you married a young girl, huh?
Yeah. Does that make me a pervert now?
No, sir. No. I just, how old was she when you married her?
She was 18. She just graduated from high school. I'm a high school teacher.
No, I know that. You married a kid that was right out of...
Yeah. Oh, now I get it. See, so that Mary Kay Letourneau can do it, but I can't. Is that it?
Whoa, wait. I'm not making any judging here, okay?
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The double standard... That Mary Kay Letourneau can put her hands all over that Filipino kid, and then when she gets out of jail, she's going to marry him. Me, I can't breathe. I got to get some air. I'm going to take...
Yeah, hold on for a minute, man. Maybe we'll get... can you call an ambulance or something, bud? Because this guy's psycho.
I hope he dies.
He married some chick right out of high school... Okay, look, in any event, his book is called The Wages of Sin, How I Overcame Road Rage, and it is Vernon Dozier. He's a mathematics teacher at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, and now we find out that he just married some chick that just graduated from his class. I think, you know what, you folks had called and said he's psycho. If he's not fully psycho, he's on his way.